were so lucky to be finished by the end of the first week. So we have a whole week to enjoy ourselves, soak it up, and yeah, go to as many events as we can and see Rio, enjoy Rio. It's an amazing place. So I've had a week of celebrating and all sorts of things. It's been great.
And should
bit, bit of beach time.
Of course. And should you have needed it, did you keep the gold medal about your person to flash out? Should there be an issue with getting into places or wanting to get a restaurant table or anything like that?
No. We've just undercover, just going around as normal people in between after that. But yeah, you had to get tickets to go to all the events, but that was fine. We were all prepared for that.
Yeah, it did look like there was a lot of space there, actually. So I guess it was pretty easy to go and watch stuff.
Yeah, it was. You could pretty much, to all the events, go to the door and buy tickets, which made things quite easy. A lot of them were sold out, but there were still some free spaces, but I guess that always happens at events. But no, on the whole, it was such a friendly place and so accommodating to the athletes and the tourists as well. It's a brilliant games.
And were you at the closing ceremony?
Yes, we were. We weren't at the opening ceremony because we started our rowing event just the day or a couple of days after, so it was a bit too close performance-wise, but we were all at the closing ceremony. It was brilliant, an absolute spectacle. Mm. It sort of epitomised Rio. No one knew what was going on. We weren't told what was going on, but we just still enjoyed it and danced around, and it was a big carnival atmosphere. It was brilliant.
Have you brought the shoes back with you?
I have brought the shoes, yeah, the glowing shoes. It was some guy took a shoe off and started waving it around at one point, and we all did the same, and it's a stroke of genius. We were all waving our shoes in the air. Brilliant.
And
they were a big hit. Everyone wanted to swap our shoes.
The plane flight home, which looked like a lot of fun on that specially chartered British Airways jet.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We had no idea that was going to happen. They flew out an empty plane specially for us, and they were just ready for us, and we some of us sat in club class, some in first class, and we filled up the plane, and the hostesses were just accommodating with free-flowing champagne and drinks. It was brilliant. Big party atmosphere.
It must have been. And how did you decide, or how was it decided who sat in first class and who sat in the back? Was it just, who got there first got the best seats?
I don't know, to be honest. I think it was done on generally on medals or medals won or something like that. I don't really know.
Okay. But you got club class, didn't you? I saw your pictures.
Did get club class, yeah. I was very lucky. Had a nice bed. The trouble is we wanted to enjoy it and stay up and enjoy the party, so we couldn't really relax too much, but it was great. Really good flight.
And when we spoke to you last time, you were kind of thinking that these couple of medals and all the stuff that you had had to take yourself away from over the past however many years, you kind of were thinking that a trip to Tokyo wasn't in the offing. Is that still the way it is?
Do you know, it's really difficult. I need a bit of time, a bit of space just at home and to figure things out. It's a huge commitment. It is a 4-year, 7-day-a-week commitment to go on to Tokyo and really challenge for a spot there. And I'm on such a high at the moment, I don't really know how that's going to go. The Tokyo section of the closing ceremony, however, was hugely exciting. It was absolutely brilliant. And there was a lot of people, I've spoken to a lot of people since then, and a lot of people have been thinking, well, they're going to do a good job in Tokyo, so maybe it will be on the cards. Who knows? Decision's not made yet.
Okay, not ruling anything out. Anything from home that you're going to lay your hands on now? Maybe some Marmite on toast or a cup of Tetley tea? What is it that you missed the most?
I've just missed being in my little house with my kids, really. The food's been amazing in Brazil. It's been really good. So I haven't missed food. I just want some time with the family and to relax a little bit, take the pressure off.